Wait, can we talk about what you messaged in the chat today? Because that was scary.
Wait until we're recording.
What'd you send?
Wait until we're recording for our cold open.
No, you know what I want to talk about? You know what this girl said to me last week? This disgusting person?
What? What did I say?
She said, hey, do you wash your belly button? Like, no. Inside it? I was like, yeah.
I asked him, do you, like, put soap inside it and squish it around? And he said, yeah. I didn't know people do that.
Meaning she doesn't
wash her belly button. I wash my belly button. I don't put my finger in it.
Yeah, you're not digging.
Yeah, like.
Oh, that's what I was asking.
No, it's just a quick, you know. It's not like you need to
spend 10 minutes ever since.
Okay, I'm glad to hear since last week. Yeah.
You've been not doing it for 30 years.
Yeah.
But you started doing it last week.
I read somewhere where each person's belly button germ colony is different from everybody's. So you have your very own little colony in there.
Uh-huh.
And it's special to you.
I don't know what does that mean.
You're happy about it? So you want to treat your colony, right?
Yeah, well, I don't want to kill them all. You know, they're part of me.
Oh, so that's why you don't wash.
I kind of feel bad. I killed all my guys and their families.
You can kill anything.
And their children.
Did you guys ever see that post on Reddit back in the day about that guy who, he had like, I don't know, parasites, and he used to call them my children?
What?
And there was this post about how he would, like, go to, like, buffets and scratch his butt and sprinkle his stuff on the buffets.
Do not say that.
Yeah, it was actually the most disgusting thing I've ever read. So you guys haven't seen that before?
Can you
please
that?
Do not. No, do not. That's disgusting.
Yeah, let's introduce the pod.
Welcome to
Spooky Siblings.
I'm Faith.
And I'm Oliver.
And we got Nadine on the boards.
What up, Dean?
Hey, guys.
Such a beautiful falsetto voice. Like an angel. There's a little angel sitting on her tongue.
Wow, you know how to get Nadine, eh? Okay, so the Spooky Siblings, if you're new here, is a deep dive and review show where we talk about scary movies.
And our opinions on said scary movies.
Yes. This is not a play-by-play analysis.
No, but we do talk about scenes a lot.
Absolutely. Scenes we like, scenes we didn't like.
Today we're talking about the Poughkeepsie Tapes. Or how do you say it?
Isn't that how they were saying it in the movie?
They were saying it in the movie. I don't know what you were talking about. How did you say they were supposed to say it?
Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie?
Don't look at me.
Anyways, what are we here watching?
The Poughkeepsie. The Poughkeepsie Tapes.
Okay, perfect.
Made in 2007. It's a documentary style.
Yeah, you know what? I actually liked how much this felt like a documentary.
Oh, okay. I didn't like anything about it, honestly.
Really? Not one thing about it?
No.
Okay,
what's your initial rating?
Yeah, like, I would probably give it a 5.
I gave it a 2.
2?
I gave it 2 for the 2 killings we actually got to see.
Yeah.
Like, this is supposed to be a snuff film sort of documentary horror thing. They're talking so much about these tapes and we didn't see nothing.
Yeah.
What was this?
Yeah, that's the main thing I didn't like about this movie. I thought it was gonna be like mostly tapes.
Yeah. I thought we were gonna get into the nasty kind of snuff film tapes.
Yeah.
We got nothing.
Was even confused when I started reading the plot and it sounded gruesome and I was like, oh, okay, Jesus, we might as well just start watching it, and then it didn't happen. I don't know. I'm confused.
It's so weird because, like, this is on many people's lists of, like, scary and horrifying. Like, this was so boring.
It was lame, yeah.
It was so lame.
Yeah, ask me again. I want to change my answer.
What's your initial rating, Ollie?
I would give it a 3.
Yeah, this sucked.
It was, yeah, not really fun to watch.
But you did like the documentary kind of.
I liked how much it felt like a documentary. Yeah, I liked all the little touches they gave it.
Yeah, the reenactments. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, with the newscasters and
constantly
bringing in new experts.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
I really didn't like, though, how many of them would just go on the listing of the tortures.
Yeah.
Like, And her mouth was cut off. And her eyeballs were scooped out.
And her ears were cut off. Yeah, her tongue was cut off.
There was, I don't know, how many scenes was there like that?
Yeah, and like, why don't you show us instead?
He pulled apart her arms. He took her ears off. Like, and he killed her, too. And her feet were left in Oregon. And her kneecaps were taken out. Like, how many of those scenes were there?
More than a couple. Yes. Do you want to give me your spooky rating?
Yeah, like, not much. One, two, like...
I gave it a zero, bro.
Yeah, that's
like,
fair.
If this was based off a real dude, I know it's like, inspired by other serial killers.
Yeah.
But if this was solely a real dude with real tapes or reenacted tapes, it would be pretty spooky. But it sucked. It was, like... Even the video parts were not scary at all.
It really wasn't. The scene where she gets her neck stabbed is pretty gross.
That's the best scene in the movie.
It's, yeah, definitely the...
That's the best scene.
Scariest scene for sure.
Yeah, the way he's crawling in with that mask on his head and then he puts his mask up and his another mask. Like, okay, yeah, that's kind of freaky, the way he was crawling and he shoves his little two finger swords into her neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's scary. That's good. But it wasn't enough.
Thankfully, the movie was short.
I mean, it was too long for even what it was, to be honest.
Yeah, they could have cut out 20, 30 minutes for sure.
Yeah. Stupid meter?
I don't even know where to put this, because it's like...
I based it off of the victims, basically. I put a 5 because why are you getting into some guy's car? Why are you picking up hitchhikers?
Yeah, it's the 80s, you know.
Why are you letting your children play in the front yard? What, your backyard doesn't work or something?
What do you mean? Kids play in the front yard all the time.
By themselves?
We used to do that, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're all together. We weren't just one person.
Okay, I think you're overestimating the powers of 3 children compared to 1.
I don't know. I gave it a 5 out of stupidity.
Yeah, it was pretty stupid. There were some dumb calls being made, but, you know.
Who was picking up hitchhikers?
It was the 80s. Wow. It was what, like 86 or something?
Do you have a likes list?
Yes, actually, believe it or even don't believe it if you want to. It really doesn't matter.
This is going to be a short one, folks.
I liked the end. I liked their attempt, pretty heavy-handed attempt to... make you think it was a real story and try to use practical fear that way. But, you know, I feel like it's just the time. It's just a movie in the wrong era. You know, this is a 90s movie. Like, I feel like if a movie like this coming out today, it's like trying to make something fake seem real. Too easy to Google.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't. I feel like you don't have that route like Blair Witch had. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you think the scariness of this movie was heightened because... there was less access to information, sort of, so people thought it was real.
No, but this isn't a 90s movie. When did this come out?
2007, but it's not like...
Okay. 2007, really?
Yeah.
That's older than I thought it was. Yeah, 2007, okay. I guess there's still reasonable doubt at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Either way, I did like how much they tried to make it feel like a true story.
Yeah.
And how they just slowly started revealing... how they didn't catch him, because it felt like they were building towards a catch.
Mm-hmm.
But that attempt to use real fear and make you think like, oh my God, he is still out there. Like Zodiac style.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, but I felt like it was didn't work. Maybe it worked in 07. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I did like the scene from the back of the car when he abducts. I don't know what her name is.
The British lady?
Was she British?
Yeah.
The one he sticks in
yeah,
the throat.
Yeah, she was British, yeah.
Yeah, that was a scary scene.
Yeah, I'll give it that.
Because, man, you got to think, like, this stuff happens to people. It happened to people a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just a woman on the side of the road, car breaks down. Guy pulls up, dressed like a cop. She thinks he's a cop. Oh, man.
The false security.
Yeah, puts her in the back seat. And then he goes, why'd you call me a cop? That's a scary thing to say, man.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
I like that scene. I thought it was really freaky. And that was one of the only few, though. I mean, I like that one. The neck stabbing one was scary. Did I like it? Not necessarily. It was very gross.
It was the only good kill.
Was it like the only kill we saw?
Well, we saw him force Cheryl to slit another prostitute's throat.
Right, okay.
And then they just showed a bunch of dead body pictures.
Yeah, it was mostly just dead body pictures. You know what I was hoping for? This sounds really gross, but you know in the beginning the couple with the head in the... I was hoping we'd get to see that video.
Right?
Yeah, I was hoping we'd get to see him. I don't, maybe there's different versions of this movie because the description I was reading, man, really doesn't sound... The synopsis that I was reading sounded like this stuff was shown. Maybe there's different versions or something.
They did show the decomposing kind of body with the head in the
abdomen. Yeah, but like the synopsis I was reading was like very intricate details about like how he had her chained up and then cut the head off this guy and then sewed it into her and then woke her up to film her reaction.
Well, we saw him doing waking her up and stuff and.
I guess, yeah. Chained. It was just really brief, though.
Yeah. Yeah, to watch that would have been cool because, like, that was a pretty unique sort of way to kill somebody, obviously. So that would have been cool. But no, I don't know. Maybe there is. Maybe this is a freaking...
I don't know.
Sanitized version. Who knows?
Maybe. But we got to go off the assumption that it's not.
Yes, we watched what we watched.
As weird as this sounds, too, I like the Ted Bundy appearance.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, don't like anything about Ted Bundy.
No.
That Hannibal Lecter style.
Yeah.
Interviewing the serial killer.
Yeah, but getting like tips
using
from
a
him.
Real.
Yeah.
Character is a better touch than coming up with someone. I guess I don't know. I like that appearance. I'm giving it some bail, you know.
Yeah, you're right. I have no dislikes of this movie.
That's really funny, actually. I think that's the first time.
This is the first time, yeah.
I have a couple dislikes, but why don't you lead us off?
I only have dislikes on this movie.
Yeah, go ahead.
So when the child goes missing, the first one, and she calls the cops, there's blood, my child's missing. They're like, we have to wait 24 hours.
Yeah.
Like, no, you don't.
Yeah, no, that's not true,
if
actually.
They're missing for freaking an hour, they can go find them. Like, it's true. Not... Especially a child.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, an 8-year-old girl. Go looking.
Yeah, with blood. Oh, we have to wait 24 hours.
Yeah, and that's not even a necessary touch. Like, it's such a... It's a small part. It's like a phone conversation between her and the... police department.
Yeah.
They could have just had them talking about, okay, yeah, we'll get a search party, and they never found her.
That's
the same amount of effort and believable and stuff.
But not only that, it's like it's been such false information that people actually believe.
It's true, yeah. And it'll actually
and
stop people from calling.
Perpetuated all the time in so many like horror crime kind of movies.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Really not good. If someone's missing, guys, just
call, yeah.
Call, yeah. You don't have to wait. That and why was every VHS tape... This movie is called The Poughkeepsie Tapes. Why were all the tapes distorted? Obviously, he kept them in good shape. It's all about the tapes. This whole movie is about the tapes. And the tapes were all distorted. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I had that written down too, actually. I hated that quality distortion.
It was insane. Like, okay, have it maybe grainy because we've all had...
Grainy's cool.
Yes. And we've all had them.
Some of that color pitching, that purple.
And the lines. Like, what? So stupid. Like, this is about the tapes. Let the tapes be good. Ugh. That made me really mad.
I agree with that one. Yeah, but not necessary.
Like, it didn't make it any more scary.
No.
If anything,
it
just
made it less scary.
Made it hard to watch.
It's true, it did.
And not in a good way.
No, not in a good horror movie hard to watch kind of way. Just hard to physically watch.
Yeah, it sucked. And then when he goes to go get... when he breaks into Cheryl's house and he puts the camera on some dresser or bookshelf or something.
Right.
First of all, how did nobody notice a 2000s, 90s era camera.
Yeah.
A massive camera that does not belong.
With the big red light on it, showing that it's filming. Yeah.
How do you not notice that on your bookshelf? It's never been there before. How not aware are these people? It's insane. And, like, they were standing, like, she was standing right on it. At least make it believable. Like, have him recording it through, like, the closet, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But to leave it on her bookshelf, how did they not notice it? So stupid.
And that whole scene, actually, before he made it to the closet, he was, like, hiding in between them having a conversation. I was like,
yeah.
Where is he hiding?
Behind the toilet, I was guessing.
He was just, like, hiding
like these guys,
in the open. He just, like, froze, and their vision's like a T-Rex. Like, they just couldn't see him.
Yeah. And, like, his stupid, ugly mask is so big. You're telling me he didn't hit it on the toilet lid or something?
You couldn't see it from behind the shelf? You didn't see
that massive, this tall guy crouching behind a toilet with this 6-foot freaking long mask? You're not seeing this?
He's like, hey, that's stupid. That's a weird toilet addition we got there.
Yeah, so stupid. His costume, hated his costume.
Really? Tell me more.
It wasn't scary at all.
I thought it was kind of scary.
Like, the mask, sure, like the Plague Doctor mask is cool, but...
He was kind of dressed like Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, like the cape and the frilly thing around his neck. What is that? How is that? How are you supposed to... If somebody abducted me and threw me in his basement and he comes into the basement with that...
Well, you know he's a weirdo.
If he came into the basement...
I think that would be scary, actually.
I would laugh at him. I'd be like, that's the best you got, bro? Like, Christ, this is so stupid.
I don't know. Some guy's wearing a Halloween costume cape. And
I'd burst out laughing at him. I swear.
Yeah, no, it wasn't scary. Although the double mask thing was kind of scary.
The double mask was a great touch. I'm telling you, that was the only scene I actually liked.
I don't see though what the advantage is of the two masks, especially when he was crawling up behind the girl. And
I guess it was just for
him. She couldn't really see.
It was gifts for him. I don't know. Or for whoever he wants to watch it.
I guess.
He was very theatrical.
I guess.
Yeah. And his body movements, like, so overly dramatic. I understand he was a theater dude, I guess. But it was so lame to me.
Can you hear how loud this dog is?
Yeah. Should we kick him out? I'm sorry, everybody. That's our dog snoring.
Yeah, no, we can't kick them out. They're going to have to deal with that.
Sorry, everybody. Please enjoy the snoring styles of Timothy, the dog.
Yeah, okay, his mask was stupid. The murders were lame.
Wait, I'm not done.
The victims were dumb.
Yeah, I'm not done here.
Oh, okay.
Corny, super corny.
It was corny,
the assume line, corny, corny, corny.
The assume line stuck out to me, too, yeah. Yeah, I didn't love the writing, honestly.
Writing sucked. Yeah. And the whole, call me master. Your name's not Cheryl, it's Slave. Like, okay.
Like, okay, bro, be more cliche.
Right? I understand some people...
Can't come up with something more demeaning.
Well, I understand some people are freaking like that. I get it. But, like, it's just... it's just corny for me. And... When one of the coroners were talking, the doctor was talking about when they found Cheryl.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I think I know what
you're
going to say.
And they're listing off her injuries
and
stuff.
Of course, again, yeah, listing. Her bones were broken, and her eyes were shattered, and her nose was fractured.
Yeah, and then he's like, and there's too many other horrible things to say. Yeah, cop out.
And like, there's so many other things that I don't want to tell you because they're so gross or something, right?
Yeah. They're too horrible to say out loud.
Like, bro, that is what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Tell me right now.
Yeah.
That's not scary.
So lame. Oh, God. Okay, that's my whole dislike list.
Yeah, that was really accurate. And, you shouldn't feel bad about any of those.
I will give credit for when he goes up to the little girl And he's like, what's your name? And she's like, I shouldn't talk to strangers. And he's like, you shouldn't have bad manners either. Like, people do manipulate kids that way for sure. Like, that is a tactic, right? So it's, they knew kind of what they were doing, I suppose, making this ultimate serial killer. So I did like that little touch. But honestly, that's it.
Didn't we see, like, this serial killer uses the justice system to frame and kill the cop?
Yeah.
Haven't we seen that somewhere else before?
Nadine, can you pull that up on your Google, please?
Yeah, you can pull that up for us. Please. Serial killer frames cop.
Disturbia?
Oh, hold on, you might be right. Disturbia, the Shia LaBeouf flick?
It came up as a result of that.
I don't even remember that one.
Okay, well, is there anything to be said about that?
No. How did the cop not get... It just seems like they didn't even investigate. Like, why did the cop not say, I'm innocent? And
I think he probably said that.
I just don't understand how they charged him. I don't understand how they charged him guilty for it, though.
So usually when people are suspected of a crime, when they say, I'm innocent, usually that's not taken as evidence that they're innocent.
I understand. But it just...
What do you mean? They explained it. He had no alibi.
How did he have an alibi? He has a whole family.
Because he's a detective. You know what? You're right.
He has a family. They don't know where he is.
No, he should have some kind of log, right? Like,
yeah.
He's a detective, I'm assuming?
Yes.
He should have some sort of log about the cases he was working on, what he was doing.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
You're telling me he doesn't have a credit card, that he didn't purchase anything in Philadelphia? I just think it was silly. It was a very bad movie for me. And why was there a midnight execution? Do they usually execute people at midnight? who's going to a midnight execution?
I have no idea. I would show up to that. That sounds lit, actually.
Like, shouldn't it be in the daytime when the people are at work?
Nadine, look that up. Look up...
executions and what time they're at.
Look up...
It wouldn't happen here. You'd have to go...
Look up New York midnight execution tradition style murder.
What's a tradition?
Midnight.
Oh. I just thought that was a stupid touch, too.
I didn't get that, honestly, that they were doing it at midnight. I didn't realize that was happening.
I'm pretty sure it said 12:24 a.m.
Yeah, you might be right. I'm not saying you're wrong.
maybe I'm misremembering it. Maybe it said p.m. Oh, no.
I mean, it would make a lot more sense if it said p.m., probably.
Imagine I'm just mad at nothing.
That's okay. It doesn't matter. We don't need to tell the truth. It's just a podcast. It's just for fun. Did he eat anything you want to say?
I didn't even watch it, and I was bored.
Well, there you have it, folks.
See, look, despite its reputation for being too gory, the film is not particularly gruesome compared to other horror movies like Saw. How is that gory?
Yeah, you know I'm not even... I always talk about how much I don't love gore, but this was not bad at all.
It wasn't
gory. There was one bloody scene.
This was
lame. No viscera whatsoever.
Yeah, I need a little viscera, you know, especially in a scary movie. Honestly, that's all I have to say about this movie.
Yeah.
This is going to be a very short podcast, but like, that's it. There was nothing to talk
about. Well,
there's
really not a lot of substance.
It sucked. Don't watch this movie, guys. Well,
yeah, I think we found the first one that we wouldn't recommend. Well, no, I don't think I would have recommended the other one that we watched last time.
What, When Evil Lurks?
No, that one I would recommend.
Which one else?
Baskin-Robbins.
Oh, Baskin, yeah. Hold on, let me just get through Nadine's 9 pages of notes from Get Out here.
Yeah, I actually wouldn't recommend this.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
It's not scary.
Don't waste.
If you're like, if you don't like scary movies, and
yeah,
like you, maybe you like to toe the line a little bit.
if
you don't like scary movies, and you like bad movies,
truly, because this movie sucks.
If you like bad, scary movies, watch this.
Yeah.
You know, you got to put a positive spin on it.
Yeah, I guess so.
If you like bad, scary movies, watch this.
But other than that, don't waste an hour and 20 minutes of your time.
I wouldn't. Nadine's saying wrap it up. Should we really? We've been recording for like 10 minutes, haven't we?
I don't know, man. You're on the boards.
That's true. I am on the boards. Say it louder for the folks in the back.
Oliver is on the boards.
There we can finish it up. Anything else you want
to
say?
Nah, though? There's nothing to talk about.
I feel like we should say something, you know?
Should
like,
we watch another movie?
No.
Is there anything you want to say?
You know, just this makes me sad that this happens to people.
Yes.
It really
does.
Nobody
wants this to happen.
No, serial killing and torturing.
Oh, I thought you said it makes you sad that people watch bad movies.
It makes me sad that people make bad movies.
Yes. Whoever made this movie shouldn't make more. Because this sucked. But yes, the torturing. We don't want anyone out tortured or killed, for sure. Yes, it's very sad that this actually does happen to people, and it has happened to people.
So just don't be a serial killer.
Yeah. Don't pick up hitchhikers.
Don't be serial killer. Yeah. And don't be serial killed.
Yes. Just.
Just serial.
Just serial. And no killing.
No kill.
Yeah, no kill, just serial.
Serial is good for you, actually.
I don't think so. I think it was propaganda. Not propaganda, but it was.
Yeah,
like
it was propaganda.
Capitalism.
It was all propaganda by General Mills.
Yeah. General Mills.
Okay, so on that note, General Mills is scarier than this movie. We don't have a great rating. I think.
I'm going to keep it at a. I don't know. I'll go down to a 1 because just thinking about.
Okay, I'm gonna say 3. I feel like I could watch something worse than this.
Well, I mean, apart from
maybe
freaking,
2, maybe 2.
Apart from bad CGI Gator.
I bet you bad CGI Gator would be better than this.
It would probably have a lot of jump scares.
I bet you it'll just be more entertaining.
Maybe less boobs though. Maybe the equal amount.
No, I bet you Bad CGI Gator has some boobs. Okay, well.
That's it, guys. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
We saved you an hour and 10 minutes of your time because you spent 10 minutes listening to this.
Yeah, one. If you haven't watched this movie and you're listening to this, I sincerely apologize. If you have watched this movie, well, what are you doing? Do you like this movie?
We should put a disclaimer before, like. Do not watch this movie. Okay. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you to our sponsors. And
who are our sponsors? Me and you?
Yes. Oh, and Nadine on the boards, our wonderful little sister, the most beautiful and humble and smart.
Yeah, she's okay.
We love her dearly. Okay.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. We'll catch you on the flip side.
This was fun.
Oh, this was Oliver's pick, by the way.
Oh, did we not mention that?
I don't think we did.
Okay, we'll have to splice this back into somewhere else.
Okay.
So let's like pretend we were having like a conversation.
Okay. This movie.
Yeah, that was stupid, right?
It sucked. And
I can't believe I made this my
pick.
Why
did you pick this freaking movie?
Stupid, but you know what? It was my pick this week, and this was my pick. Dumb of me, but anyways, on to the next topic.